Okay, we'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for June 9th. If all would rise for the pledge.
It's over here.
It's probably that Lions crew that moved in.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll start with public comments. If anybody has anything that they would like to share with the council, please come up, state your name, and collect your 3 minutes of fame.
Street part, or is this in general?
For the street, too.
Oh, because I got some other stuff.
Yeah, the hall.
So where should we start? Just say who I am, or?
Yep, just state your name and then.
Okay, name is Dick Maltz, City of Hamburg. Just a couple items. One is naturally the street proposed. I'm probably outnumbered, but I'm not in favor of it just because of the fact where I'm living as to that curve. If you can remember where it is back there.
Yep.
You know, you back out and they're right on by your door. Because it seems that speeding is a little bit pronounced back there. Well, we're all over. And I just guess I don't like all the traffic coming funneled on that street then, because of the fact most of the people work to the east. That's gonna be the first way. You know, we've been this many years so far, so good. I can sympathize with the draggies once in a while because they get a lot of people going through and back, but I think some of this last time was the contractor who sprayed that on the road because they shut it down. So to me, not the best plan, but whatever. So that's just the gist of it. You know, it's just, I guess if it's going to go through, I don't know if you make that decision tonight. You know, kind of a time limit. If it goes through when it's projected that you want to do it, stuff like that. It would be nice to just get a little bit of, I don't know how you can do it, a little traffic control in that whole area back there. You know, I've heard pros and cons. You know, granted, it's only one way in and out. Mm-hmm. When I worked for Miller's, there was quite a few developments. That's what they had, one road in and out. Jeremy, where do you live? Is that one way in or out, or you got two ways?
It's a circle, one way, in and out.
You survive, right?
Yeah, but if there was another way, if it was a bigger development.
You know, but I'm just saying.
I would have no issue with it.
It works.
It works.
Yeah. So I'll keep it at that. And then if I can switch.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
It appears the town is just getting overrun by junk.
There's letters out.
There's letters, but there's got to be some enforcement behind them.
Call
I don't know
Carver
if,
County
if you
judge.
Turn them to the county, but they don't. I don't think they really care about us out here. I mean, your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Right next, kitty corner. It's popping up all over. You got it on Maria. You got it here on Jacob. It's just like nobody cares. You pay taxes here, you think you'd want a little, you know, how would you say, respect your town. Not just use it for a salvage, no, I shouldn't say salvage yard. Junk.
So. Totally agree with you.
So, if, you know, got to put some teeth behind it, or like you said once, maybe some ordinances have to be changed. You know, something to get this a little bit, you know, fire under them that they just don't keep accumulating. I mean, it makes the town look bad. They come into town or wherever. You know, it's not nice.
Well, my suggestion then is to get a bunch of your neighbors and people that are concerned just like you to come on up here and express everything, because we have people that don't care either, you know?
Well, so just, you know, bring... they care, but I think they're scared.
Yeah, well, then, you know what? We got to get, you know, just because there's a keyboard warrior out there doesn't mean that we can't stop and protect our town and do things.
The town really never really gets wound up on too many things up here.
True.
You know? Been there. So, it's just, you know it's out there. I mean, you don't have to have a multitude to tell you that.
Well, we know it's out there, but it seems like, you know, people come and complain to us about things.
Walk around town.
But nobody wants to. I know. I walk around town. As soon as my knee is back,
put your complaint in then.
I am complaining. That's why we tell Jeremy to go out and get these taken care of and prosecute.
You know, yeah.
And then we do prosecute, and Carver County says, well, you know, shakes their arm and this and that.
Carver County. You know, out here.
Right, I agree with you.
I don't think they know we're here sometimes.
I completely agree with you on that.
It's just, what's the next alternative? You have to get...
You tell me, because we've tried everything.
Is there, do you have to pony up a little money and get a, how should I say?
Private attorney?
Yeah, something.
That would be an option if the city wanted to spend money on their own attorney versus using the county's attorney to do the prosecution. That would be a different story.
Do you think the county attorney is really as good as they should be?
I think they're as good as their education is, but other than that...
But, you know, I don't know. I've heard stories from the last episode down there that didn't sound good, but whatever. I mean, the city didn't turn out so... well on it, but it's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. So if nobody else wants to say nothing, then they can live in town here and then, you know, junk. But I mean, you got houses, the tires are piled in front. You got, come on, is there no, how would you say, pride anymore?
I'm in agreement with you there. You think people would take better care of their properties?
I mean, you look at spring. Granted, you know, the people, maybe some can't afford or don't wanna, but when you got dandelions this doggone tall, when do they get, is that obnoxious weed? We talked that years ago.
You know, actually, a dandelion is not a noxious weed.
But you know what? People who spend money to keep their lawn up and up, and the next one lets it grow this tall, so all the stuff blows on you.
I know.
However, my opinion. I hope you can get something somehow that works.
Well, like I said, usually our due process is kind of try to send out a friendly. People do something and then follow up with,
you know,
and if they don't do nothing, then it goes to council to declare it a nuisance.
I don't know what Arlington does, but you read in the paper out there, there's citations. They got a dollar figure what they are fined. You know, it's just kind of...
And that could be something we look at, you know, down the road.
Yeah, we've done it.
Yeah. I mean,
People have been cited in town.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times if it hurts their pocketbook a little, a citation, they'll just, you know, it's like somebody
well,
who...
usually it comes with a fine, so...
Well, I know, but do they pay it? You hope so. City should get some revenue portion of it, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, and we've seen not a tremendous increase of it happening, but we've seen a little bit more compliance when we went from it being a misdemeanor to a gross misdemeanor. I don't know if we can make a nuisance more than a gross misdemeanor or not?
I don't know.
I mean, I think from what we discussed the last 2 years, because we ran into this 2 years ago, it was really bad. And the last year wasn't so bad. But 2 years ago, I remember it was pretty bad. And I think we decided that we were going to stop. We were going to send one friendly letter, and then we were going to go to a citation warning, and then citation to county to prosecute. And there, because before, I believe we gave a lot of leniences, like, okay, come on, we're dragging our feet, because we don't want to prosecute people. But I think we put a hard line in the sand 2 years ago that it's...
You got to, yeah.
This is it.
You got to put a little teeth in it.
Right. So, like Jeremy said, we sent letters out. I mean, that's the first step in it. We have to wait for a time period for them to respond and have time to clean up. And then from there, we'll most likely dig our heels in.
By that time, it's winter. See what you can do.
We'll do.
You know, like I say, you're not going to get the troops up here to say anything.
No.
You know.
He should.
I mean, you're a representative of the town. There's nothing wrong with you voicing your opinion. And
absolutely.
True.
I just said my opinion.
Get it done. You know, all able-bodied people here with good heads on their shoulders, so... You know what's right and wrong. So, that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brad Drady, Hamburg Street, and I'll echo Dick's, as long as we need to make complaints about the stuff. Tree gets cut down. How much logs, branches, sitting there for what, a week and a half now already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. If one of us four in here would do that, you know how many people would be on our asses mm-hmm. because we keep our places clean? But the scuzzbag ones, they get to keep doing it all the time. Enough with that, two people complain. Maybe they'll do the same. Anyway, the street, I don't care, I'm selling that property either way. City wants it, sooner the better. Don't, house is going on the market on the 15th. I need to know something, because the way houses are going, if it goes, land's going with it. I'm not putting up and cut off in between, like somebody told me, put a gate up, be a gate. 24 people the other night went through there. $20 toll fees, I'll let it through, and I don't know who's going to pay it, but I got every single person that went through there on camera. So either I get everybody, if it happens again, it's going to be trespassing, or I come up here and get a $480 toll from the city for using the street. Simple. I just don't want, I'm offering it up because I don't want to see something happen. Dick can talk all he wants about one way in, but if something bad happens back there, you'd need more than one access. Same where you live, Jeremy. If a tornado had hit back there, that one entrance is not going to help people whatsoever. And maybe two entrances doesn't, maybe four doesn't, but at least if you got two emergency vehicles can get there. What if there's something big at the apartments, like we've had a couple times where we blocked the road off? Now, I put a gate up, nobody gets through, and somebody's family back there is having a cardiac arrest or falls down like happening in Prairie today, 17 flights of steps, the guy's dead. You know, it's how do you get people there? Same with you, if it's something happens there, how are you gonna get somebody to your house if it happens right where the entrance is?
Yeah.
Here's an out, can have an out. If you want it, if you don't, I don't care. I'm selling the property either way. So, that's it.
Okay. Any other public comment?
Sean Frank. I'm for the road because the other day when they were tarring that road, I sat there in my car for 15 minutes. Waiting for them to let me through. If we had another way out, could have just drove out. That's about all I got.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So you know the public comment, or?
Can I just say one thing with that road thing?
Yeah.
I don't think that crew handled it right, totally. You can't close it off totally like they did.
They were supposed to have. If you close the road, it's supposed to be 24 hours notice.
Yeah.
If you'd have known that, there was a contractor that worked with Matt Yowes, parks the vehicle there. Well, how does he know? Because 24-hour notice, he would have seen it that morning and would have parked it.
Yeah, I mean,
instead, they went around and then he moved. He got back early that day and they could shoot it. But you tell your contractor then they come in if they're closing the road. It's 24-hour notice. 24-hour notice, you can tow those vehicles without any repercussions and charge them for the tow as long as no parking signs are up.
Well, not only that, we need to know that for same reason we want to add the other street,
you know,
is for safety
about 3:34 o'clock
and for access. Yeah, I mean, we didn't find out till that morning. They called and said we may come.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they just show up. But so I mean, a lot of times the communication with the contractors is annoying because we constantly tell them we want a couple days notice. So one, we can post it or put notices out, but they don't.
But I would call Jerry Van Dyke and I'd do it myself to tell him that, hey, you come into town, I don't care just because it's a small town or whatever town, you need a 24-hour notice.
I'll talk to Jerry about that too.
Is this the replay they did on that road?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they coming back to, that's it, what they did, they're done? Are they coming back to add rock to it?
No. This is where it just shoots oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
what we doubted.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll move on to the agenda review. The only thing I would do is under Old City Business, we'll take off the Hall Audio PA system.
Thanks, guys.
Off of the agenda. Otherwise, unless anybody else has anything else to either add or subtract.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second it.
Seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Posey, aye.
Councilman Brewer, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Posey, aye.
Councilman Brewer, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Fire hall roof.
Yeah, so nothing from the fire department, just to give you that info, but just wanted to point out that when we approved Dan Elfke's bid, it was 26,142.10, but as we did an inspection with Dan, there were some high temp pipe boot flashings that we wanted to add in there, and then to correct some of the valley work that is part of this roof to tie it in. So it went up from 26,142 to 27,382. So not a big jump, but still way under Voss's estimate was 48,000, so.
Are we just doing this by change order or?
Yeah, just do it as approving this approval as change order one.
Okay. So council, any questions? Otherwise I look for a motion to approve change order one for a total of 27,382.26.
Make a motion to approve change order one for 27,382.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to approve change order number one for 27,382.26. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilman Brewer, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. I don't see the steers.
Yeah, just to give you an update on that, they did submit to me, I think last week, of kind of what they're doing, a sketch drawing, so to say. So I have sent that over to our city planner, just to review to make sure they're code compliant, and then also advise them also to make sure they're code compliant with MinSpec. And then once I hear back from city planner, I'll work with Christoph on putting something together for that encroachment on the easement.
Okay. Council, any questions?
Nope.
Move on then to the Small Communities Planning Program. Oh, no, wait, I lied. Back up a second. Appraisal for parcel split.
Appraisal, as I've talked to Chris, but it seems to be a popular business. They're finally coming tomorrow to do the site inspection for that. I was hoping to have that appraisal for tonight, But everybody seems to be about a month and a half out. We even looked at calling other people to come out, and they were a month and a half, two out, and they were double the price. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow at noon to do the site inspection. So as soon as we have that, then we'll sit down and have discussion with Draghi. We'll just do a special meeting. Call for a special meeting.
Is that for all of us?
Special yeah. Meeting? And then to have negotiations as if we want to pursue that parcel or not.
Okay.
Council, any questions?
And just so public's aware, that can be a closed meeting, because if we go into negotiations, we can close that meeting for negotiations. So if we decide to negotiate for that parcel, just to give the public a heads up that it could go to a closed meeting.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move on then to small communities planning program.
Yeah, so basically that's just to pass the resolution so we can get a contract going. So that way we'd be participating in the Met Council small community planning program. And that's basically for updating our 2050 comp plan.
Count for our huge growth we're gonna have between now and then.
Could be.
Never know.
We have the water tower for it.
Well, we have that. We got a big anniversary coming up. Could attract people to town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve resolution number 2026-05.
Make a motion to approve resolution number 2026-5 for the planning program.
Second.
Second to approve resolution number 2026-05. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. I will move on then to the liquor license renewals. I don't know if there's anything from the city in regards to either of the two liquor licenses. If there is not, then I would just look for a motion.
The only thing to note is that Know-It-All's Bar and Grill is not applying for off sale. So they're just applying for on sale and special Sunday.
Okay. So then I would entertain a motion to approve the wine license for the baseball club.
And also a 3-2 license, Chris, add that.
Oh, wine and 3-2?
Yes, okay. Wine and 3-2.
Wine and 3-2. So wine and 3-2 license for the baseball club, and then the on sale special Sunday liquor license for Know-It-All's Bar and Grill.
Make a motion to approve liquor license renewals for the Hamburg Baseball Club for their wine license and 3-2 beer license, as well as Know-It-All Bar and Grill for their on sale and special Sunday.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Next item, Southern Valley Alliance. Night to unite.
Yeah, so just basically what they're asking there is for donations. You can see the flyer in the packet talking about their donation needs, and just if they we would allow them when we have Night to Unite or National Night Out to drop off for people to drop off some of these personal items. And I have no objection to it. I can work with them to set up a little corner for them or what when we have National Night Out.
No problem here.
Sounds like council's in agreement with the staff. Move on then to counting of write-in votes for local elected officials or offices.
Okay, so in 2023, they changed legislation to allow cities, they could pass a resolution if they didn't want to count write-ins. Because a lot of times it's a very time-consuming process. And most people write in Donald Duck, Rock and Roll Zumoff, and Mickey Mouse, and just stupid things. But I'm kind of torn between it. It would be nice because it would save me at least a half hour that night in going through ballots. But yet the problem you run into a lot of times, what we've done in the past, if somebody doesn't file for the position, we look at the write-ins and then possibly offer that position to the write-ins. So like I said, I'm kind of torn. I just wish everybody would file. You wouldn't have that issue. But we do run into that every once in a while.
Does Donald Duck know about that?
I don't.
I was more worried about
but,
making
but what's nice is they did finally pass something years ago too that we don't have to count them anymore either.
Okay.
So I don't know what council. I thought I'd bring it to council, see what your thoughts are.
I guess I would leave it up to the people. I gotta do the, you know, do the election. Just let their better judgment. You know, I mean, if you think you want to get rid of her, you think, you know, I mean,
my, I go back, like I said, I go, it's a tough one because I go back and forth on it of, you know, if somebody gets 25 write-ins,
right?
Maybe, you know, if no one filed.
Correct.
Right.
So essentially so, you're wanting to know if we should get rid of the write-ins.
Yeah.
For, so what do you do if no one files and there's write-ins? You just...
Well, then you can... You don't have to offer to them. I mean, you could just open it up to have people do like what we've done in the past too, is like interviews or where people would come up and present why they want to be on council, and then we could vote on that after whatever period we allowed that.
Yeah, so essentially if there's a spot that's vacant and it isn't in there, then someone can get appointed to it.
Yeah.
And the council can agree to that. And yeah, it's been handled several different ways, and one of the ways it was handled at one point was whoever had like the next number of votes, write-in votes. I think that one wasn't a write-in candidate, but anyway, had there been a write-in candidate, then that would have been who maybe the council would have just said, okay, this is who the constituents are looking at. They got 26 write-in votes, you know, and there's a vacancy, so why not be the first option?
And then, so then when we would appoint someone, and we do it by resolution, if we go down that road, and then they would only serve until the next election. Mm-hmm. So then at the next election, we would hold a special election for that seat for 2 years.
Yeah. And it's legal for us to not offer write-ins?
It is now, yes, since 2023. And a lot of cities are doing it because of the time restraint.
But if there is write-ins, so you still have to count them either way.
I wouldn't. If we pass this resolution.
Right, but if we don't, then you have to.
Like now I have to. But if we pass this resolution, I don't have to count write-ins. There are some that will request at the federal or state level that can ask that. Write-ins, and we'll get a list of those people, and we do have to do them too, though, anyways. But that's usually not
the case.
Not very common. So yeah, it's a.
What's the drop deadline that we need to make a decision
tonight? Well, I think it's
so.
The county wants to know by July. We have to know by July 14th. Our next meeting's July 14th.
Okay, so. I mean, and please, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but. Whether you're going for the President of the United States or you're going for the City Council of Hamburg, if you actually want to sit on City Council, you're probably going to go and sign up to run.
You should.
Yes.
Well, and I feel like if people aren't and they would be wrote in, majority of us would know who those people would be anyway.
Right. But if the people that are, I guess what I'm getting at is, if the people are getting wrote in, and they don't know they're getting wrote in,
right.
And they maybe didn't want to do this in the first place. I guess what I'm getting at is if they wanted to do it, they'd come up and they'd run.
And I would agree with that.
Like I said, I'm fine with write-in stuff, but I guess if you're actually looking at it, like, if there's nobody to fill it, like, say, you know, Poplar comes off and there's nobody to fill it, and we have write-ins of people that actually don't want the job, well, I wouldn't see that as a beneficial thing to the city either.
No, it's typically where it's beneficial.
Say what?
Then you know who you target.
Right. Good point.
Where it's beneficial is when someone does a write-in campaign.
Right.
Because once in a while you get that in a great while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, it's a...
So it sounds like there could be a benefit, but then there also could not be a benefit.
Exactly.
So.
That's why it's... And it all depends on... What I guess what it comes down to is what the council wants to do if they were put in that situation, how they'd want to decide. Do they want to look at write-ins, or would they rather just have a process that they would create, that they would follow, you know, versus doing write-ins where maybe have people come to a council meeting and explain, you know, we can declare an open spot and then they can come to the council meetings and explain why they want to sit on the council. And then, I mean, you don't want to go too long, you know, right, without a council member, but
I mean,
you set a time frame and then...
Yeah, I guess if it was, and like I said...
I mean, to me, that seems more appropriate than write-in.
Somebody please, but seriously,
I could be wrong,
combat this. And I'm totally fine to stand down, but it's like, I would much, I think it'd be more beneficial for the city to go that route, because then if we open it up like, all right, nobody was able to fill this spot. If you're actually serious and you want to come up and fill the spot, here's your time slot to come present yourself to the city. Here's the spot opening. And then we'll have a discussion based on that versus, you know, some guy in town.
Who, eight people wrote my name in.
Right. Eight people wrote my name in because they thought it'd be a joke. And I actually don't want to do this, but if you're going to make me do it, like, you know, I mean, I don't.
But just because they have a write-in doesn't mean that they'd have to.
They don't have to accept it.
Oh, okay.
No, they don't have to accept it, but.
Well, then I'd say let's not have a write-in.
And just have a more formal process then if we run into that.
Just open it up. I mean, yeah. How often does that happen? Once every 30 years?
It's probably happened two or three times since I've been here. So.
Yeah, not very often.
Not very often.
The reason it happened last time is because council member ended up getting hired.
Oh.
Other than that, the last, what, four cycles, we've had enough people
pretty
running for this position. So.
Right. Now, I don't want to irritate anybody that wants to put write-ins, but if it sounds like 85% of the write-ins are BS anyways, you know, I can't imagine the other 15 of those people are like, man, I really hope I make it.
And it's not something that you have to fill in. So if you really don't want to vote for me and you, and we're the only two up there, then leave a blank.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think kind of the consensus I'm getting here, too, if you want to be on council, pay the $2, right?
Well, right.
For
if you're
one,
actually serious
and
about
two,
actually wanting to do this, you come and sign up.
Then two, if no one does file, well, then you should come before the council and explain why.
Right.
You want to be on council. And then have the council decide on candidate. Because that's what we did last time. So.
Well, sounds like unless there's any major objection, I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion for to have no write-ins on the local.
Just pass resolution.
Resolution number 2026-6.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2026-06. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzino, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Last item of old business is just a reminder for everybody that the city garage sale is June 17th through the 20th. So if you have not already done so and you are listening to this, please contact the city so we can get you on this on the map. Any council, any questions in regards to city garage sales? Townships in that room there.
Nope.
Okay, well then we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Polzin.
I guess I really have nothing. I'm just gonna echo what was brought up earlier for those listening, the few and the proud listening. Since I'm in charge of streets, keep your junk off the streets. And if you have to there, move it. You know, this isn't a parking lot for junk.
That's it.
Sounds good. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
The only thing I guess I had a question on is like kind of outside of Dick's house with the streets there where those curves are cut out. Are they replacing that anytime soon?
No, I don't. Are you talking like the...
Where they did the fire...
Side street, them little areas that
it's right out
for future.
On right on the corner is outside of Dick's house across the street. They've got like the
they cut the
car. Where the water main break was.
Where the water main was, and then they took them out by curbs because they're all broke.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's been quite a while. Yeah. It's been.
Then the curbing.
Yeah.
Miller's put one layer where the water broke.
Yep.
And now the cones are still around. They got the gaps on.
When are they going to finish the project?
Right.
Got it.
We'll look into that. I'll look into that. Make sure that gets tidied up.
It's kind of work, but...
I'll talk to Jason about it.
Probably some Friday afternoon now.
Right.
Good.
Other than that, I have nothing, but I get what you're saying about dandelions. We combat them every single year, and
Same
neighbors
here.
Just let them all blow over.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
I agree.
Well, you got first row seat there.
Yeah, right? I got a front row seat.
Well, mine's not far behind.
Did you ever offer help?
There's been every once in a while, not this year yet, but another part that doesn't help for us is that our two main lawnmower people are now actually of age to work as adults, so they're not usually home very often, and then when they are home, they're...
Can I just ask you a question? Is this renter still there for the black Cadillac SOE?
I have not seen that vehicle for at least 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, because I didn't know if he traded, because he's got, there's a pickup there with a couple of junk trailers and...
Yeah, that's... Not that's not the same. That wouldn't be the same car owner.
Is the Escalade the one with the stickers on it?
That's the one that has half a deer still hanging out the front grill. It's had for about 2 months. All the hair sticking out of the grill and the light area and part of the tail, the hoof, everything else. So yeah, it hasn't been there in a while.
The stickers I'm talking about is like that advertising for
something. Yeah, it's like a
that's the one.
Or something.
There's a couple of mannequins in the front.
How did I miss all of this?
She's need to go on a walk on that street.
I need to wear my glasses more often.
You don't need glasses for that.
Apparently I do, Dad.
That's all I have.
This is probably the longest in 4 years we've spent on council report.
No, usually the mayor gets long.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Go on a walk.
I'm going to go back to that write-in resolution because I have a write-in campaign I'm going to start. Right? Yeah. Just a couple things I have. We'll get the city newsletter out this week. I'll get information over to staff tomorrow morning for my portion of it. So we should be good to go with that. There will be no Mayor's Inn for July because it's the Monday after the 4th. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be in town or not. So. Other than that, that is all I have. Dick?
Jeremy, can I talk to you about absentee ballot?
Yeah.
In November, we're going to check into it because they're not going to be in town. And I was wondering what the process might be.
Yeah. Jenny will have a little more information. I'll be on vacation, but she's going to the meeting. But typically, it's at the county. You go down to the county level, or you can call them and they'll mail out your absentee ballot too. So I'll know for sure next Thursday, after that meeting as to make sure that the county's administering AB ballots for us.
So
if there is,
do we send it back in or does it come here?
No.
If there's any information on with instructions, how you do it, anything like that, I will grab it for you and drop it off.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'll have Jenny get you the information, or right when I get back from vacation, I'll reach out to you. As long as I know that the county is going to administer AB ballots for Amber, which I'd like to think they will, because we only have like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, I just wanted to know in case there's some write-ins.
Yeah, yeah. But I promise you, I will get that information to you. It's just I'm waiting on this meeting for when they give us the 411, so to say.
Sounds fine. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a nice night. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's moved and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pulsing, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lundy, all oppose. Hamburg City Council for June 9, 2026 is adjourned at 19:09.